All right, good morning and welcome to our stock market update. Today is Tuesday, November the 2nd, and with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Ott. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Marcus.
Jeez, these markets are relentless. I mean, absolutely relentless. Again, new all-time highs yesterday. So, I mean, what can stop this market?
Marcus, it was interesting to see yesterday because it was a sideways day. The markets were trying to find some direction all day long, and it looked like maybe it was the day where things were going to pull back, and you have a five-minute chart up, and you see that we're just, you know, down, up, down, up. But I guess it's all about where you finish.
Yeah, I guess. And I mean, you mentioned in yesterday's update, I mean, this week there are three things that traders and investors are paying attention to. So we are still in earnings season. And where are we right now, Mark? I think we have 55% of the companies have reported earnings.
That sounds about right. And I mean, this week we're going to get a big chunk more.
Yeah. But I mean, we also have, 82% of companies are beating the estimates. I mean, this is just crazy. And then we also have tomorrow, today and tomorrow, the Fed meeting, but tomorrow they will actually release their notes. And this is where we'll see what the Fed will do with this tapering, with the scaling back of the bond buying that they have been doing. And I think they're expected to scale back $10 billion for the mortgage-backed securities and then another $5 billion in the shorter term ones, right? So that's what are the estimates right now?
That's what's expected. And I mean, this is where the two-day meeting is going to confirm that with the Fed statement and then also the press conference at 2:30 Eastern time. So the expectation is that they will begin it in November, possibly December if they push it back a little. But I think they're at a point where they really need to do it. Especially with the markets trading at record highs.
Yeah. And then on Friday, we also have the unemployment report. So the unemployment report for October, this is where we'll see what's happening. But I really believe that the big one this week will be the Fed meeting and what exactly they will do. And you see, they're kind of doomed if they do. Doomed if they don't, right? I mean, if they don't, then they say the economy is not strong enough. If they do, we could actually see a very, very strong market reaction. Because, I mean, how much longer can we be at these record highs? I mean, yesterday, the Dow topped 36,000 points for the first time ever. I mean, close to a little bit shy of the 36,000, but that's where we're at right now. It's like, holy cannoli.
Yeah, the one positive is that they have been more transparent, I think, than some other Fed administrations in saying, okay, this is we're going to do this possibly, we're going to do this possibly, maybe we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And so maybe traders are a little more, you know, open to the idea, but I agree. I mean, once they say that this is going to happen, markets are going to react. How much we'll see. But it's just been a crazy run since things got choppy back in November or September, excuse me.
Yeah. And I mean, until we have the Fed meetings tomorrow, the focus is still on earnings. I mean, as I said, it's a big week for earnings, another big week. We had Under Armour reporting earnings, and boy, they're up 12% pre-market here. So this is like, holy cannoli, boom.
huge move for Under Armour. They almost doubled what was expected with an earnings of 31 cents a share. They also raised their full year outlook. So traders like to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. Then we also have Pfizer and Moderna reporting. So Pfizer here is up pre-market 3.4%.
They beat estimates by 25 cents. They also reported better revenue. And again, they issued improved full-year forecast, helped out by COVID-19 vaccines and non-COVID treatment. So it's this full-year forecast, the outlook that traders are really loving right now.
Yeah. Moderna, another drug maker here. If they're reporting, they're reporting tomorrow, I believe.
Coming up a little. Yep.
They're reporting tomorrow. So we'll see. But then also, I mean, just looking into some other industries, I mean, Avis Budget, I mean, they reported earnings and they came in better than expected.
Yeah, interesting to see that they've pulled back a little bit pre-market. They were up, I believe, about 7% early on. They had a huge earnings win, reporting $10.74 a share versus a $6.52 estimate. So pretty big there. And then revenue was also better because there's just been a huge demand for rental cars, and they're charging higher rental prices. So
Yeah.
the two go hand in hand and help out. Interesting too, Mark, 'cause I don't know if this has anything to do with some of the wild pre-market swings, but Tesla announced, Elon Musk said that deal with Hertz is not official at this point.
Yeah. This is where, I mean, Tesla is pulling back. I mean, earlier it was more than 4%. It's still 3.5%. And with Tesla, we see this parabolic move. And let's go back to a weekly chart. I mean, this won't end well because now look at how it is running away over the past few weeks. At first, it said, okay, it topped 900, then it topped 1,000, then it topped 1,100. And then yesterday, they closed above 1,200. And I mean, this is just in a matter of
Huge,
days that is happening here.
huge.
We have seen this often. When we see parabolic moves like this, we usually see a retracement. So with Tesla, I know that everybody is super excited right now buying into Tesla because it almost seems that it's like printing money when you are buying into Tesla. But I mean, we had parabolic moves before, and we know what happens with this when a stock gets overheated.
I mean, in this case, what goes up fast can come down fast, and you want to be a buyer early on, not now.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Well, we'll see. We'll definitely keep an eye on Tesla and what's happening there. More earnings, Simon Property Group, and there's a reason why I'm bringing this up. So they also beat earnings, and they're up 3.6% this morning.
This was interesting to me. They almost doubled their earnings per share estimate with $2.07 versus $1.09 expectation. Revenue came in slightly lower than expected, but it was still a huge win for the mall operator because they saw improved occupancy rates during the quarter and an increase in traffic. I don't know about you, but the times I've popped into a mall recently, it's been dead.
Really? Well, when I've been in malls, it has been pretty busy. And you see, this is where what we are seeing right now. So we have Under Armour, right? I mean, so they're a retailer. So people are shopping because they are reporting better than expected earnings. Simon Property Group says people are going back to the mall. Then we have Avis reporting better than expected earnings. So people are traveling. It almost seems like everything is kind of getting back to normal. And this is where, if we take a quick look here at COVID cases, I mean, that's why recently the market has not been focusing on COVID cases. Because if we just go to all here and we take a look at this, I mean, COVID cases have been on the decline, but we're getting into the winter season. And they also say, well, these booster shots, we got to take them because right now the immunity is kind of waning. And so we will see if we see an uptick. But based on the results that we see here from companies that are reporting earnings, I mean, it seems that people like to travel again, people like to shop, and this is what is helping the economy here.
I would agree.
Okay.
I would agree. Hey, I took the grandkids to IHOP for the first time over the weekend. So if that's just a sign that the times are changing and people are spending money at restaurants, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking up if IHOP was trading public. Okay. So GameStop. Got to talk about GameStop. So GameStop had a big day yesterday, up 9%. And I mean, for GameStop, it has been pretty quiet around this meme stock for quite a while. And so yesterday, a 9% move. I mean, back when it was all going crazy, I mean, this is when a 9% move was a quiet day. But right now, a 9% move to the upside is a big day for GameStop. Did you see what was happening there?
You know, there was your CEO got switched up. Is
No,
that
the
true? I don't know.
COO, Jenna
COO.
Owens, she has stepped down. So she was less than a year in this position. And it seems that traders and investors liked that idea that she was stepping down. So This move here wasn't driven by Reddit, or by the Reddit crowd. This is now really a move where there was, not by Wall Street Bets, but by Wall Street, where they say, okay,
sure,
we did not like her in that position, so her leaving was perceived as a good thing for GameStop.
I'd say so. Change in leadership, and you look at that nice little break to the upside, breaking out of that recent range. So that's a nice little move, right, on that chart.
Yeah. All right, we also got to talk about Zillow. I mean, you mentioned it yesterday already in your stock market update, but Zillow yesterday, big down day, 6% down. So did you see what was happening there?
You're going to have to refresh my memory on that one.
Yeah,
too.
No, it was the home flipping business. They got into the home flipping business and they bought all of these homes. And right now they realize, that wasn't the best idea ever. So right now they try to get rid of 7,000 homes that they bought. And so this is worth $2.8 billion. And at first they said, well, we're trying to dump this to an institutional investor, but they couldn't find any institutional investor because many of the homes that they bought are now listed, or the value of this estimate is below what they bought it for. Because again, the housing market has been overheating, and that's what we see. When it is overheating, it's not a good time to buy into this when it is a parabolic rise. And this is what happened with the housing market. So right now they say, well, it seems that we have to sell this to individuals, which of course is a huge undertaking. 7,000 homes selling to individuals. I mean, this is a kind of a distraction for them right now.
I would say so.
Yeah. So we'll see what is happening there. But yeah, so back to the overall markets. Where do we stand this morning? I mean, just looking at where we opened this morning, pretty much unchanged, right? I mean, the mini S&P here pre-market is up, 2.75 points here maybe. The Dow is up 37 points, the mini Dow here, and the Nasdaq slightly down. So what are we expecting today? Another quiet market like this yesterday, a market that is struggling to find a direction?
Right now, it looks like traders are just in hurry up and wait mode. I think that, yes, we have earnings, and that's a key focus this week, but the Fed is a big deal. And without any, you know, major disruptors earning-wise, and I think it's all about the Fed until tomorrow. Tomorrow, we do have more earnings. There's CVS reporting, Humana, Marriott, MetLife, Qualcomm, Electronic Arts, Take-Two Interactive, and Roku. So,
yeah,
you know, still a lot of earnings going on. But I think traders want to see what the Fed has to say about this tapering.
But you know what? I think also yesterday the traders were extremely distracted. And maybe this is why they couldn't focus on the market. Because I don't know if you have seen it. A Reddit user found a black hole on Google Maps.
Oh, no.
You see this? So there are some people who are just scouring Google Maps for unusual phenomena. And so he found that, and now there was a huge speculation. What is it? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it Superman? I don't know. I mean, this is where they say, okay, could this be a military base that is blurred out because Google likes to blur it out? Is this maybe the crater of a volcano that is popping out? Could this be just an island that has black trees? I mean, this is where right now lots of questions around this, and maybe everybody is looking at the picture scratching their heads. What do you think it is?
I think that could be the case, although I think it's just a huge guitar pick myself.
It's a huge guitar pick. Okay. Anyhow, we're jumping into a Zoom call with our Mastermind members right now where we'll trade the markets live. If you'd like to know how we approach these markets, we have a few videos popping up right now and also in the description about the PowerX strategy and the wheel strategy. And this morning for the PowerX strategy, we had quite a few stocks popping up, and I'm intending to place trades on at least two of them. So we'll do this. Anyhow, check out these videos and we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.